Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Because, yes, there are toxic chemicals out there in consumer products and in the environment, and even in our homes and in our bodies. But we don't have to be sick because of them. We don't have to not be able to think clearly or be upset or whatever they're doing to us. We can live without toxic chemicals. We can remove them from our homes, remove them from our bodies, and be healthy, happy, productive, and anything else we want. Today is It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to talk about body care products, skin care products, all kinds of things that we put on our skin, and anti-aging products, with a woman who decided that she was going to make her own products because she couldn't find ones that were pure enough. But before we do that, I'm going to read you a little inspirational quote from Pablo Picasso, the painter. He said, "I am always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it." And I think that's a wonderful idea. I know there's a lot of things in my life that I haven't known how to do, but until we do them, until we try something new, we don't know if we can do it or not, or if we're going to like it or not. And I think that plays into toxics, because there's a lot of new ways that we need to be living, a lot of new things we need to be learning. We might need to learn how to make our own cleaning products, or learn how to control pests in a different way. But I think that's exciting and new and different and something worth pursuing. And so that's why we talk about those things here, because there are ways that we can eliminate toxic chemicals from our lives. We just need to be willing to learn them and do them. So I want to welcome my guest now. Her name is Janice Uquillas, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. When she comes on, she can correct me. She's been a registered nurse for over 40 years. Over the past 10 years, she's been passionate about researching alternative health treatments, alternative medical research, ingredients, toxicity, and chronic illness. She's also the founder of JES Organics, a family-owned business with a full line of natural, organic health and beauty products. It is her mission to educate others about natural treatments and also the long-term health effects of toxic chemicals. She helps many chronically ill people across the country via the internet and by phone. Her website is jesorganics.com. And welcome to the show, Janice. Did I pronounce your name right?
Well, you were close. It's a tough one. It's pronounced Uquillas, and no one has ever gotten it right. So you did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Deborah, for asking me to be on your show. I'm really honored.
Thank you for being here. Janice, tell us how about your journey from whatever it was that inspired you to make your own line of products.
Well, actually, I had a lifelong health issues, and I was undiagnosed with Lyme disease. So I was a pretty sickly kid and sick throughout my life, and would go to doctors and have a lot of mystery diagnoses or not sure of what the heck was wrong with me. And later, in later years, I realized too that I had been heavily exposed to pesticides and other chemicals as a child. So I think that contributed to the health problems. But anyway, I had undiagnosed Lyme disease for over 40 years or 45 years, and in 2003, I became disabled from, you know, all of the health issues I had, and I was no longer able to work. But I've always had an active mind, and even though my body wasn't cooperating, I loved to research, and so I continued my research from home, reading books and doing lots of research on the internet. And I started researching toxic chemicals and ingredients, and I quickly saw the link between toxins and chronic illness. I really think that it's an accumulative effect. So I really became passionate about that subject because I literally had goosebumps when I was researching and learning all that I was reading. I was horrified. I couldn't believe that we weren't being protected and that companies could put these types of things in products. And we didn't even, you know, I think most of us don't even realize that we assume that what we can buy at the store is safe and non-toxic.
So, I went through that same kind of horror when I first realized yeah. that toxic chemicals were making me sick. I thought, well, aren't they supposed to be protecting us from this? Isn't that what the EPA is for? Isn't that what
right.
the FDA is for? How can they do this? It,
yeah.
but, and so it really was an eye-opener for me to see that there
it
were
was.
So many toxic chemicals in products that aren't even on the label.
I know. I agree with you. So I actually started looking for non-toxic products just for myself. I would go in, and I won't name names, but I'd go into major health food stores and, you know, that are, you assume, I think the average person assumes that if it's sold in a health food store that it must be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at the ingredients and I would be like, oh my gosh, they've got parabens or they have sulfates or whatever. And I would just pick up one item after another and read the label and go, no, I can't use that. No, that's not good. And so finally, I also want to mention too that at that same time, I was leading a really large support group in San Diego for people with chronic illness, and I was educating them about all that I was learning about toxic chemicals. So I said to my husband one day, you know, this is so frustrating. I can't find products that are not, you know, toxic, and maybe I'll just have to have our own products, our own company. And he said, you're crazy, you can't do that. And I said, you watch me. and so anyway, I really just became passionate about it. We don't actually make the majority of our products ourselves, but working with manufacturers who are qualified to do that type of thing and chemists who I can really, you know, scrutinize and say, you know, no, these are the ingredients I won't allow. And I have a very strict guideline for what can be in the products. But anyway, I kind of became an ingredient expert, and I am really passionate about educating as many people as I can about this. But I'm really amazed, actually, at how many I see pregnant women, and sometimes I'll, you know, try to talk to them and tell them about babies being born with toxic chemicals already in the cord blood and all of that, and they just look at me like I'm from outer space and walk away because I think people just can't grasp the idea that products on the market that you can buy would really be harmful. So that's been very interesting.
I've run into that same thing, and having been talking to people about the subject for more than 30 years now, I've watched the interest level, and certainly many more people are educated now, and
right.
many more people believe what we're saying. But I think it's only a fraction of the total population, and we really need to be, people need to confront this. They need to
right.
realize that we're being poisoned. We're just all
exactly.
slowly being poisoned, and that is the reality of what's going on in the world. But each of us has the opportunity to choose to not be poisoned and to detox our bodies, that even though we live in a toxic world, there is so much we can do to make a significant difference in our health that
definitely.
It's worth doing. It's worth doing.
Definitely. And I have found, too, on my journey that, you know, there are some people that really don't care and they don't want to know. And I've even had people say to me, well, you know, I just care about looking good and feeling good and, you know, what feels good. And I don't care if it's toxic or not, as long as it makes me look beautiful.
Yeah, short-sightedness. So we need to take a break, but we'll be
okay.
back after the break with Janice Ukias. Is that right?
Ukias.
Did I get it right? Ukias, and who is the founder and owner of JES Organics, and at jesorganics.com. And after the break, we'll be talking about some of those toxic chemicals in beauty and hygiene and health products that we don't want to put in or on our bodies. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Janice Uquillas. Uquillas, I got it right. Yeah. Uquillas. Uquillas. By the end of the show, I'll be able to say it. Uquillas.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. She's the founder and owner of JES Organics, and she has some wonderful organic beauty products. But first, we're going to talk about the toxic chemicals that are in so many beauty products, beauty and health and hygiene products, that go right into your skin. And before I have Janice tell you about them, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, we think about poisons as being something that children drink and then you call the poison control center. But there are many toxic chemicals that are in products that we put on our skin, and that's actually even more dangerous than drinking a poison, because when you drink something, drink a toxic chemical, it goes into your digestive tract, it goes into your stomach and your intestines, where there's food and fats and proteins and all kinds of things that mix with the toxic chemicals before, and so it actually slows the absorption into your body. When you put something on your skin, it immediately goes into your bloodstream, like in seconds. And you could do something like rub some garlic on your skin, and in seconds you'll taste it in your mouth. And that's what happens to the toxic chemicals in beauty products. They go straight into your body, making them even more dangerous. So Janice, tell us about some things in beauty products that we really don't want to have in our bodies.
Well, there are so many. I mean, the list is huge, but the first thing that I look for is parabens and sulfates and any synthetic fragrances. And by synthetic, I mean, if it's a high-quality essential oil, then, you know, that's fine. But any kind of synthetic fragrance, any kind of FD&C dyes or artificial colors, phthalates or estrogen disruptors, any cancer-causing agents, and there's a long list of chemical names. And petrochemicals like mineral oil, that type of thing. So those are the first things I look for. And then if it's a chemical name, typically it's not always toxic if you can't pronounce it, but the majority of the time if you can't pronounce it, then it's a very good likelihood that it is a toxic chemical. So I always, you know, look it up if I'm not familiar with that particular chemical. So
that's just about what I do too. That's the same things that I'm looking for. And there's, because I've been doing it for so long, there are some that I recognize as being chemicals that I don't want to have in my body. But then there's always new ones, and I go and look them up, and the list always gets longer. Yeah. So we're on the same page with this.
Yeah, there's one actually common, very toxic chemical, and I can't even pronounce it, but it starts with an M-E-T-H, that is very commonly used, and it actually has been linked to brain cancer. So there's just so many bad things in there. I wanted to tell you real quick, there was a survey done by EWG, the Environmental Working Group, of 2,300 people. And on average, people use 9 products a day, and these contain about 126 ingredients. And one man in 100, and at least 25% of the women surveyed apply 15 or more products each day. So, a lot of times, when you think about the fact that you're using a shampoo, a conditioner, and maybe some kind of a styling hair product, and you're brushing your teeth, and you're using a body lotion, and you're using a soap, I mean, if you start adding it up, it's really easy to get up there to that many products. Just taking a shower, taking your bath, and getting ready in the morning, And, you know, you'll see some people cite studies where, well, in this percentage, you know, it doesn't really matter, but they're not taking into account that you've got that one chemical in that percentage, but now you're adding on all these other ingredients. And so it's an accumulative effect of toxins. And over time, it starts breaking your body down. And so the more chemicals you're using and the amount of exposure is really adding up your toxic load there. So it really is an accumulative effect. And that's why we cannot take it lightly. We have to be aware and be an educated consumer.
Well, another thing about that, too, is that when they test chemicals for toxic effect, they're testing it one chemical at a time. But if you study toxicology, they're talking about when you add chemicals together, they become even more toxic.
Well, and that's exactly right.
And we don't even know. By the time you add up the chemicals in those 9 products, you don't even know what you're putting in your body anymore. One of the things that I did many years ago is not only did I choose the least toxic products, but I greatly reduced the number of products I was using.
Right.
For example, I only use soap and shampoo. That's it. And then I use baking soda to brush my teeth. I rarely use lotion. I don't use conditioner. I don't even use deodorant. And so my list of products is 3.
Yeah, and I don't use deodorant either. And I think when you detox your body, you can get rid of, you know, needing to use deodorant, because the more toxic you are, the more odor you have. Now, the only thing I would caution you about is if you're going to brush with baking soda on a daily basis, it is very abrasive, so it will eat off the enamel. So I think it's okay for once in a while, but not on a daily basis. There are some, you know, formulas out there that you can find nowadays, but you have to look for them for non-toxic toothpaste. But it's an exciting journey that we're on, Deborah. And I think that people that are the most vulnerable to toxic chemicals are the people that have any kind of chronic illness.
I agree. And we'll come back after the break and talk more about that and hear about Janice's products, how she puts them together, what they are, and what she recommends. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Dad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and I have one more commercial for you. I get a lot of questions about cookware, so I want to tell you about my favorite cookware that I use every day. First, it's totally non-toxic. No trace metals or chemicals will leach into your food. Second, it is completely ceramic through and through. No metals anywhere. Third, and most important to me because I love to cook, the ceramic material enhances the flavor of foods and locks in moisture and nutrients. Because what good is toxic-free cookware if the food doesn't taste delicious? This marvelous cookware is called Extrema. You can buy their skillets, woks, bakeware, saucepans, and saucepots at extrema.com. Use coupon code DEBRA10 to save 10%. That's XTREMA.com. It begins with an X. Extrema.com. So now we're back with my guest, Janice Upias.
Good for you.
I told you I would by the end of the show. We're not quite there yet.
You succeeded, yeah.
JES Organics at jesorganics.com. And we're going to hear about her products now. Janice, go ahead and tell us about what you've done.
Well, what was really important to me in our product line was that the products not only be natural and non-toxic, but they also be highly effective for the skin as far as nourishing benefits and anti-aging benefits, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say to me, you know, people that I just meet that haven't tried our products yet, is that, oh, well, I've tried other natural non-toxic products and they don't work, they don't do anything for me. So That was really important to me because I'm 61 years old, so we have to start thinking about those things, well, quite way before that, actually.
Yes.
So we have a full line of products for the face, and they're for all skin types. We have products for acne skin and younger skin, and then also wonderful anti-aging products. And then we have great body products as well with organic soaps that are just wonderful. I would never, never go back to a commercial soap again after using a really good natural organic soap. And just a full line of health and beauty products. And what I do spend a lot of time on, too, is helping people on the Internet and by phone all across the country. I have people contact me with any kind of health issues or health questions, and I just love to help people with their concerns. So,
tell us how, describe one of your products. Like, you have so many products here. I'm looking at your website. Well, for example, it's summertime. Tell us about your insect deterrent. How is yours different, and how is, like, what do you include, and why is it not toxic?
Okay, so this is actually a formula that I created myself, and I do have a few products that I've created the formulas. We take a basic USDA certified organic spray, which has made up of a soap formula, but it's not a soapy product. It's just something that kind of holds it all together. Mm-hmm. And then I researched ingredients like essential oils that are known to help with insects. For example, the catnip, and the studies show that it's about 10 times more effective at repelling mosquitoes than DEET, which, of course, DEET is a very toxic chemical. Mm-hmm. And then cinnamon was also studied and found to be really good for the larva of the mosquito. And then the other essential oils that are in there. So this is a product that I formulated, and what I did was I didn't have polysorbate added to it because polysorbate is a chemical that holds the essential oils and the liquid together. So with my product, you have to shake it up each time you use it. But I felt that that was just a minor thing to for the sake of giving up a chemical that would keep it all together. So I've had reports that it works. I've had reports that it works really great. In fact, we had a lady call from Washington State and said that she had a friend that loved being outdoors with them for their summer cookouts and all that, but had to turn it down because he had tried every kind of natural and chemical insect repellent out there, and the mosquitoes would just eat him up. And she says, well, you know, try this one, see if this one works. And he tried it, and she said that he was like, wow, I cannot believe it. And so now he can enjoy the barbecues outside with them. So that was really a great feeling for me to know that I just created this and that I was able to help someone that had to stay indoors during the summer.
Yeah, I know that that's a problem for a lot of people. There's, especially like here in Florida where I live, you just can't go out the door in the summertime without getting eaten up. And I've tried various repellents. I have some that I use that work really well. But even for many years, I just used vinegar. And I learned that from a woman who learned it from her Italian grandmother. And I tried it, and sure enough, it worked. And I just, you know those little shaker bottles that they use for oil and vinegar salad dressing? I just have one of those next to my bed full of vinegar, just white vinegar. And I just sprinkle it on my arms and legs, and the mosquitoes leave me alone. But I also have an array of various different insect repellents like yours that are made from essential oils of various types, because I'm always trying new products, and those work as well. I just find that people, of course, I'm sure you agree with this, that different people have different sensitivities to different essential oils. And I just had somebody write to me the other day and say, you know, one that doesn't have citronella. I noticed that yours has citronella, but there's a lot of people that aren't bothered by citronella, but as you well know, people with allergies can be allergic to anything.
Right. And you know what I have found, too, in my research is that there are so many different levels of essential oils. In fact, I remember years ago when we were introducing soaps into our line and we would, you know, contact manufacturers that had organic soaps made only with, you know, essential oils, no fragrances. And there were so many that I couldn't even be in the same room with, and I would just have to put them in the garage or throw them away, because there are definitely different levels of essential oils, and my nose is able to tell the difference between a good quality one and a more synthetic, cheaper one that smells more like perfume.
Yes, yes. Well, we have to take another break. Doesn't this time go by really fast?
Yes, it is.
We have to take another break. We'll be back with Janice Ukias after this. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Janice Ukias from JES Organics. And Janice, tell us about your organic skincare line, your anti-aging skincare line.
That's actually our top seller in our company. People love our skincare because not only is it organic and non-toxic, but it has some really good anti-aging ingredients in there that top, you know, dermatologists and plastic surgeons recommend for helping the skin through the aging process.
What kind of ingredients?
Well, for example, hyaluronic acid, which if people aren't familiar with that, that may sound scary when you say acid, but it's not an acid. That just happens to be the name of it. Hyaluronic acid and for example, alpha lipoic acid and pomegranate and jojoba and papaya and ribose tea extract, which is a super antioxidant. Our skincare line is organically preserved, and one of the ways that they do that is with ribose tea extract, which, like I said, is a super antioxidant. But back to the hyaluronic acid. This was actually discovered by Carl Meyer back in 1934, and it was used for wound healing. And then in the 1990s, they started producing it by extracting it from rooster combs. And then currently there's two forms on the market. One's from the rooster combs, and the other one is by fermentation in the lab, which would be a vegan method. And so, and ours is the vegan, the one that's created in the lab through the fermentation. But anyway, what that does is it penetrates the dermis of the skin, and it boosts the elasticity and the hydration of the skin, and it locks in the moisture, so that helps to give a more youthful appearance. It also, as we age, our moisture level drops to below 10%, and so with the normal amount is 10 to 20%. So as we age, it goes below 10%. So that helps to hold in like 1,000 milliliters of water per gram of hyaluronic acid, which is really key in helping the skin retain more water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the really great anti-aging ingredients. And then alpha lipoic acid and vitamin C and vitamin E, I'm sure most people know, you know, the powerful benefits of the vitamins, but those really help as well as powerful antioxidants and help to neutralize free radicals.
Well, it sounds like that these are very well thought out, and that you have all the great ingredients that are corrective and helpful and none of the toxic ones, which is
right.
Really good. And they're not...
Absolutely.
there's no scent too, which I know is a problem for a lot of people.
Right. We don't believe in using fragrances in any of our products. We do get on some of our body products. We give people the option through a drop down menu of choosing an essential oil that if they want us to add an essential oil to their body products, we do that. But otherwise, everything is unscented, and the smell is only what you're smelling through the actual ingredients. Of course, other than our soaps, which we do have an unscented bath bar, but most of the soaps have essential oils. But everything else is pretty much unscented in its natural natural form, I should say. Excuse me.
Just talk a little bit about the health effects of fragrance, because I know that a lot of people love their perfume and don't understand what the issue is.
Well, fragrances typically have a lot of phthalates and estrogen disruptors and even carcinogenics. Years ago, when I used to be someone that wore perfume as well, I remember my husband bought me, whoops, I guess I shouldn't say the name, but anyway, he bought me a fragrance that had the name poison in the name of the fragrance. And so, you know, at the time I just thought, well, that's kind of interesting. But then as I became an educated consumer and I looked up what the ingredients actually were, I found out it truly was poison.
It is truly poison.
And so, I mean, my chemical sensitivity to toxins and to perfume and all of that is so great that, you know, I had to tell my husband to stop wearing it, and I don't allow people to be around me with it on. I have to tell people, you know, please don't come to my office with any kind of perfume, because it's not, even if it didn't bother me, I wouldn't want to inhale it, because perfume is so toxic. And you can scent your body through essential oils and other natural methods. You don't have to use the toxic fragrances. People have no idea how toxic they are and how damaging they are to the body. In fact, boys and the whole male species are becoming more feminized because of all these phthalates and everything that are in our environment and in the perfumes that the moms are putting on their skin when they're pregnant. So it's just a huge problem that we all need to be aware of and to avoid.
I agree. I used to wear perfume, and when I was discovering what were the chemicals that were making me sick, I discovered that by eliminating one by one, you know, that I'd identify that chlorine in my shower water was making me feel faint. And so then I would eliminate that, and then I wasn't fainting anymore. And then another symptom would come up, and I remember one of the symptoms coming up was that I sprayed on some of my perfume and I immediately got a headache, and I could see that this had been making me sick. And then once I figured out that the perfume was making me sick, then I could figure out that all scented products needed to go, because they all, unless they specifically are made with essential oils that are natural and good quality aromatherapy kind of oils, then all of those products that are scented, they all are toxic.
And Very toxic.
Yeah, they're not just a little toxic. These are like some of the most toxic chemicals that there are. And
you know, Deborah, what I have found is that so many people will say to me, well, they don't bother me. But what people don't understand is maybe you don't feel sick right now and don't feel bothered by the perfume or the chemicals now. But once they've accumulated in your body to the point that your system is getting a toxic overload, then that's when you're going to start feeling it. You may be sick and not feel it. That's, you know, what I need everybody to understand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I say that over and over again, too, because there's two kinds of toxic chemicals. There's the acute ones, like gasoline. If you were to drink gasoline, you'd get sick right away. But then there's what's called cumulative poisons, where you're exposed to them day in and day out, and you may not, it's like cigarettes. People who start smoking may probably cough at the beginning, but then they get accustomed to it and they think that it's not bothering them, but then 20 years later they get cancer. And right. That's what these chemicals are doing, like perfume, and that people don't realize that these are toxic chemicals that are poisoning us day in and day out. And one day we're going to end up with cancer or heart disease or diabetes or, any of
chronic
those
illness,
other
yeah.
common illnesses. All these common illnesses are related to these toxic chemicals. When I was writing my book, Toxic Free, a couple of years ago, I actually got to a point where I could identify every illness, every symptom. There are studies which show an association with toxic chemical exposure, every single one. There just isn't anything that isn't related to it now.
Well, that's correct. And I think also, too, that people are so used to having their headaches or their fatigue or little minor symptoms because of the stress of the society we live in these days and all that, that they may just associate it with, oh, I didn't eat good today or I'm stressed out or whatever. But most of the time, if they start removing toxic chemicals from their life, they're going to go, wow, I can't believe I feel so good. I think people get so accustomed to not feeling the best they could be that it becomes their new normal. And they don't even realize.
I totally agree with you. And that they walk around, I'm guilty of that too, that we walk around and that we have these little symptoms. And I mean, I remember when I first started taking liquid zeolite and it started detoxing the chemicals out of my body, I went, oh my God, I didn't know I could feel this good.
Right,
because
exactly.
I'm so accustomed, you know, it's like you don't know what it feels like to have you're hitting your head with a hammer and still you stop.
Exactly.
And this is what I would like everybody to do, actually, is just take a break. I wish that people could just go to a non-toxic place for a week and not be exposed and see how good they feel. They would come home and everybody would clean up their environment.
Yeah.
Well, Janice, we need to go. The music's going to come up. It's going to be the end of the show. But I so appreciate that you've been on the show. I enjoyed talking with you. Again, Janice's business is JES Organics, and she's at jesorganics.com. And you can find out more about Toxic Free Talk Radio at toxicfreetalkradio.com. And if you go there, you can also find out more about my work and other places to get toxic water. I'm Deborah Lindad. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'll see you tomorrow.